Russian-backed militias continue to fight government forces in eastern Ukraine, challenging the country's new government and, according to Secretary Hagel, creating a challenge for the transatlantic alliance.
We must continue to uphold the credibility of this alliance and the credibility of the international order that European security has anchored for seven decades.
Speaking after a NATO defense minister's meeting in Brussels, Hagel said the need for a new security posture will require European allies to spend more, and they should act before the alliance summit in September.
And members should arrive at the summit already taking steps in the right direction.
The NATO meeting also dealt with the changing allied role in Afghanistan. The combat role will end this year, and the alliance is putting together a force to work with U.S. troops to continue supporting Afghan forces and fighting terrorism. But it's not so easy for European countries to agree on defense issues, according to Raoul Ruparel of the Open Europe Research Organization.
The Ukraine crisis has once again highlighted the divisions within Europe, particularly on foreign policy and particularly on any form of intervention in other countries.
That has been NATO's challenge since the fall of the Soviet Union more than 20 years ago. And it's something alliance leaders continue to grapple with after 10 years in Afghanistan, with new and unexpected threats continuing to emerge. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.